Bradley Bozeman.
How was the scrimmage? How do you think the offense performed?
I think we played pretty well. You know, we did some good things out there, but there's definitely things we can clean up and, you know, move forward and fix this week.
Coach Saban said the rhythm wasn't maybe what he'd like to see. Is that just kind of first scrimmage? That happened every first scrimmage, maybe?
Yeah, you know, we're just trying to get the kinks out, trying to work through it, and, you know, every day in practice we're trying to get better and, you know, get the offense exactly how we want it.
Speaking of the kinks, how was it with Brian Daboll in his first scrimmage?
By the way,
how was it with Brian Daboll in his first scrimmage?
I mean, it was good. You know, Coach Daboll's out there every day with us. He's pushing us. He's trying to make us better. You know, every day he's encouraging us, you know, whatever it takes.
Is it different, though, when, I mean, it's a game-like situation. He's on the sideline relaying plays in. I mean, is that mainly what you had to work out, is getting the plays in kind of different way that he does it, maybe opposed to other guys?
Not really. No, we've always done that. That's kind of what we execute in practice. He's kind of on the side, you know, and steps in where he needs to. He couldn't really step in during the scrimmage except when we come to the side, but it's still the same communication, getting out, same everything.
How'd Lester and Matt look on the right side?
They played very well. You know, they did some good things. You know, there's some things that we need to correct also.
Do you have any personal goals heading into your senior season?
I mean, I'm just trying to play the best of my ability. You know, that's all I'm trying to do. And wherever we end up at the end, you know, that'll just be bonus for me. I'm here to help my team and you know, help them do the things that we need to take care of.
Who benches more, you or Duron?
Right now, Duron.
How much they got you by?
I think we did 500. I did it twice. I did it three times. So, yeah.
I think kind of talked about how some of the young guys were rat trap out there. They were just kind of didn't know what to do early on, especially in the scrimmage sometimes. What, as a leader, what do you kind of do to help the young guys along with that kind of stuff?
You know, you just try to lead by example. You get after them when they're not doing right, and, you know, when they are, you encourage them to keep moving forward, keep going on. And, you know, they're trying to figure it out. You know, it's a lot of information, a lot of things going on out there as a freshman. And, you know, it's hard sometimes. You know, you get kind of lost in all the hustle and bustle of it. So you just try to bring them along with you.
Along that lines, Nick was very complimentary of Alex and Jedrick and kind of how they've come along. What have you seen about their progress individually, maybe either with that second group or if they worked with y'all?
You know, they're getting better every day. The maturity level is growing every day. They're, you know, trying to pick up the offense, trying to, you know, figure out their footwork and this, that, along with everyone else on our offensive line. You know, everybody has something to work on. So, you know, everybody's working on that every day to do better and be better for the team.
What's it like to get down in your stance and look across and see a guy who's 6'7"?
Talking about Raekwon.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a big human being. He's a great player. He's good for us. You know, he definitely gives us work. So, you know, it's good whenever you're playing against really good people, big people. You know, it helps you out every day today.
Has it gotten better since last year? Has he gotten better, do you think?
Yeah, for sure. You know, all our defensive linemen are working really hard to get better. And it's everyday grind that they're trying to, you know, get that starting role or produce for our team.
How much is Daboll throwing at you from a play standpoint? He said he was going to kind of install in a kind of a new package on, you know, almost every day, it seems. Like he kind of indicated that. What's that been like?
You know, Coach Daboll, he's giving us our tools that we need to have to, you know, be successful this season. So, you know, every day we're just trying to learn the things he's throwing at us and figure out what's going on and how to execute the, you know, the techniques and execution.
How's that different from what Lane did? You know,
I mean, it's pretty similar. Coaches are going to bring in new things, new ideas. You know, every day, even if it's the same OC for, say, it's over 4 years, like they're going to bring in new things to help you get better.
How much would you say is new? I mean, you know, because Brian kind of talked about mix and matching. You know, it wasn't. But he'd be foolish to kind of add all new things to something that's been working in the past. So what would you say is new about the offense?
You know, the offense it hasn't really changed greatly. You know, it's definitely made some shifts, but, you know, overall it's pretty the same. And, you know, we're learning, like I said, we're learning new things, trying to figure out how to execute them and, you know, just going forth from there.
Is there some excitement after the first scrimmage? Do you kind of start to see what the team might look like and how pieces start to fall into place?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a good bookmark for you to see kind of where you're at and to, you know, move forward from there. Try to get better, figure out what the kinks are, figure out, you know, how, what matches work better with which different combinations. So.
Some of the Josh and Najee have been kind of limited, it seems like, the last few days. Nick, you talked about hamstring injuries. When you see guys like that, young guys that are successful, but then, you know, have some injury issues, is there any kind of, you have to keep them up? Is there kind of, you have to kind of keep them motivated, or what's that like?
They're your teammates. Like, that's with anyone. It doesn't matter who it is, whether you're scout team or first string. It doesn't matter. You know, they're your teammates. You're here to help them, to, you know, bring along the whole entire team, not just yourself. So, you know, you have to go to that person and, you know, help pick them up, help them, you know, keep moving forward. Because those, when you're injured, that's a tough road. Like, I've been there before. It's hard. So, you know, whenever you have your teammates, your brothers, your, you know, there with you to help you come along, it's a big impact.
How did Jalen play on Saturday?
You know, Jalen did good. He executed very well. He, you know, did his best that he could do at the time. You know, he's got some things that he has to work on. I'm sure he knows. You know, I can't really tell you exactly what those are, but you know, he's working his strides to get better.
How about the running backs too? I mean, especially with Najee and Josh out, did they still? How was the ground game, I guess?
We open up holes and they hit them. So,
from what little we see of practice, it looks like the quarterbacks generally all seem to get along, and on social media they're taking pictures together. Do you get a sense that they're a pretty tight group?
Yeah, they are. I mean, this whole team, this is a very good team. I'm very proud to say that I'm a part of. You know, we're all kind of like this. We're, you know, we're a tight knit group.
What's your record?
I don't know, like